foul goes against Amsiel, his second of this game. 37-36, Badgers with a one-point advantage. 7:15 remaining. We'll take a break as well. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 37-36. What a game this has turned out to be. 7:15 remaining in the game. Andy, what do the Badgers have to do to finish this one out?
Well, I think basically they got kind of out of their norm there for about 4 or 5 minutes. They need to come down, run good sets, a lot of cuts through the lane, get some guys open, and get some good shots. The last shot Chucky Hepburn had was really the first really good one they've had in about 4 or 5 possessions. He just came up short with it. So it's a matter of just having some patience. I think some of the younger guys on this team got a little carried away there in that stretch. But, hey, this is going to be a fun 7 minutes. This is going to tell you an awful lot about where this team is and where we think they can go.
Greg Gard said he wanted to find out a lot about his team this week. He's getting that opportunity here this afternoon. No doubt about that. Dayton has shot the ball much better in the second half. And, really, that's been shot selection that's probably led to that.
More aggressive going to the basket, easier shots.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Back with you from the Bahamas with Andy North. I'm Lane Grindle. It's a 37-36 Badger lead, 7:15 remaining in the game. Jordan Davis will inbound on the far sideline for Wisconsin in the front court as we come out of the timeout. Dayton crowd making a lot of noise. Their team has played well here in the second half. Badgers had a 9-point advantage at halftime. Pushed that lead to as many as 10 in the second half. But Dayton has been able to take advantage, really, of Wisconsin foul trouble as much as anything else.
They've been able to go inside with some aggressives, and because of that, they've had some nice kickouts for wide open threes, of which they've knocked down, which they didn't do in the first half.
Badgers get it into Crowell, top of the circle. Right side, Jordan Davis. Now Chucky Hepburn with it on the right wing. Gives it to Crowell. Free throw line knocked away by Kamara into the hands of Holmes, who gives it to Elvis, and now up ahead to Malachi Smith, who walks it across half court. Under 7 to go. 1 point Badger lead. Smith crosses over, gets a screen from Holmes on Hepburn, picks up his dribble now, and Hepburn recovers. Amsiel with it on the right wing. Now back to Smith. Smith with 6 to shoot on the shot clock. Gives it to Amsiel on the right wing. 3 to shoot. 2 to shoot. Step back deep. 3. That one will not draw a rim, and it'll be a shot clock violation against the Flyers. And there's that Badger defense.
Yes, that was really well coordinated. Some great switching at the top. No one got any advantage at all.
Working against that full court pressure now are the Badgers. Crowell gives it to Wall, who works it across half court against Kamara. Wall will slow things down. Jordan Davis now top of the key. Klesman And now back to Chucky Hepburn, working it over on the left wing against Malachi Smith. Gets a screen from Crowell, doesn't use it. Instead passes to Crowell, and now feeds it back to Hepburn. Back out top of the key. Crowell, 4-3. That one too strong. Bounced around. Jordan Davis nearly had it. And a foul going against Dayton.
Big
time. Stay here.
Big time rebound by Jordan Davis. Going up against 6'9 guys. Got good position.
Sixth team foul on Dayton. That is the third personal on Omsiel, who has been a big player in this game for the Flyers. He's knocked down a couple of threes. They inbound it to Wall, working with that right shoulder. Gets it up, and it climbs around the rim. No good, but he gets his own rebound. Now he's in the corner, dribbling back in. Right block off the glass. No good. Crowell trying for the putback. No good. Gets it back again, and now he's fouled by Holmes. Oh, the Badger bigs getting after it on the glass here in the second half.
Two big-time rebounds in a row. But they had a, they're coming in here with some fresh legs. They both were sitting on the bench for a while in the middle of this half. See if Steven can knock down these free throws.
Foul goes against Malachi Smith, his first personal. Crowell trying to give the Badgers a little bit of breathing room with a one-point advantage here. The first free throw on the way. It is good. And it's 38-36 Wisconsin. Crowell with 7 points in the contest now. Second free throw still to come.
We've seen some aggressiveness out of Steven on the defensive end, rebounding-wise, that really excited to see.
Seven-foot junior knocks down both of them. He's got eight, and it's a 39-36 Badger lead with 5:46 remaining. Elvis flashes to the top of the key to take the basketball. Now gives to Holmes, working against Crowell. Picks up his dribble. Gives it back to Elvis. Elvis driving. Kicks it into the corner to Kamara. Taken away as he tried to pass it to Holmes on the baseline. And Klesmet steals the basketball. He gives it to Hepburn, who's going to slow things down for the Badgers. With a three-point advantage. Klesmet now with it. Gives it top of the circle to Crowell. Now back to Hepburn, left of the top of the key. Klesmet comes out and takes the basketball, working against Elvis. Driving into the paint. Rises up inside the free throw line. The jumper no good. Knocked away by Wall. And Smith will end up with it in the corner for Dayton. And he'll bring it across half court. 5 minutes remaining in this game. Smith to Kamara, into the corner. Omsiel for three. He got it to go, and we're tied at 39.
You can't leave him open. He's a wonderful shooter.
Omsiel's third three of this game. He's got nine. Tyler Wall with the basketball. Gets a screen on the left baseline from Crowell. Now working on that left block. In against Holmes. Turnaround jumper. Got him to leave his feet off the glass for two. And he's going to the line for a three-point play.
Tyler brought the ball down the court and went right to the block with it. Took his time. Great patience. Got his man in the air.
Wall going to the line. It has not been a prolific day scoring-wise for Tyler Wall, but he does everything else really well. Foul whistled against Deron Holmes, his third personal. Wall's free throw is good. It's a three-point play for Tyler Wall, and the Badgers back up by a trio, 42-39.
And what an improvement he's made at the free throw stripe in his 4 years at Wisconsin.
Dayton with the basketball. Malachi Smith on the left wing. Chucky Hepburn defending him. Omsiel comes off the screen. Takes the basketball. Falls down. Lost the ball. And it's going to be kicked by Dayton. And it's the Badgers ball going the other way.
Wow. He went down. Thought there maybe be a foul called. Badgers lucky on that one.
Omsiel kind of grabbing that right calf and limping a little bit as he went down. And you're right, I think he anticipated a foul call. He kind of gave up on the play a little bit once he was on the ground. Anthony Grant is pleading his case over on the Dayton sideline. 4:23 remaining. 42-39 Badgers over Dayton here in the battle for Atlantis. Looking for a date with the Kansas Jayhawks tomorrow. Chucky Hepburn works it across half court. Malachi Smith defending him, crosses him over. Now driving into the paint, picks up his dribble, kicks it out. Crowell open for three. That one too strong. Has not found his stroke today, even though he's gotten that shot a couple of times. Smith in the front court, driving down onto the baseline. Picks up his dribble, gives it out to Omsiel. 18 to shoot on the shot clock. Kobe Elvis with it. Inside to Deron Holmes. Skip pass into the corner. Omsiel, he's got three threes today. That one is an air ball. and Klesmith comes away with it. Up ahead to Wall. Badgers just slow things down as Klesmith, cross half court, takes the ball from Wall and just holds on to it. And now we'll use his dribble. Jordan Davis on the right wing. Gives it to Hepburn. 11 to shoot on the shot clock for Wisconsin. Wall working against Kamara. Down on that left block, leaning in against him. A lot of body going on. Spin move, ran out of room, but found Crowell underneath. He's fouled going up, and Stephen Crowell going to the line to shoot a pair.
That's something that Wisconsin has such a good, big-time advantage over somebody. Both Crowell and Wall, beautiful passers. They look for each other inside. Tyler looked like he's going to go up. Bounced it, put it on the floor to Steven. They fouled him.
42-39, Badgers with the lead, 3:17 remaining. And when we come out of the timeout, Crowell going to the free throw line. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Need help paying for health care? As a health insurance navigator, my job is to help people find affordable or low-cost options. Call the 211 helpline to find an expert near you. Or go to WisCovered.com. Paid for by Covering Wisconsin.
39, three-point lead for the Badgers. 3:17 remaining is shaping up to be a great finish.
Stephen Crowell with 1-1 as they come out. Two big free throws. Assuming two.
Yeah, he will shoot two. It was on the way up, even though Dayton is only at 19 fouls. He was a shooting foul on Stephen Crowell. So he will shoot two here coming out of the timeout. Chance to expand this lead for the Badgers. And the first free throw is a little too strong from Stephen Crowell. Second one still to come. Davis and Wall, Klesmith, Hepburn and Crowell on the floor. The starters for the Badgers here down the stretch. Second free throw is good. It's a four-point lead for Wisconsin, 43-39. Malachi Smith brings it across half court for Dayton. Smith back with it after Holmes briefly touched it at the top of the circle. Now Kamara, left wing, that's Omseal. And now Elvis coming off a screen. Left of the circle for three, no good, but a putback by Kamara.
No block out at all on that one. He just went right to the rim.
43-41, Badgers with a two-point advantage. Hepburn working it across half court here. Gives it to Jordan Davis. Dribbles to the top of the circle to Klesmith now on the left side. Now back to Crowell at the top of the circle. Back over on the right side. On the right wing for Chucky. And then they leave it for Wall, who's working against Kamara on that right block. A little too far underneath. Step back off the rim. No good. Knocked around, and last touch by Dayton. It'll stay with the Badgers with two to shoot on the shot clock. That shot by Wall did not get rim. It got the backboard, and so the Badgers will have to get something off quickly here on the inbound. It's Hepburn will do the inbounding underneath the basket. Gets it in the corner. Klesmet for three, too strong. Rebound goes to Holmes, and here comes Dayton the other way. It's a 43-41 Badger advantage, 2:15 remaining. Smith is going to slow this thing down and set up the offense for the Flyers. Hepburn is defending it. Smith crossing over on Hepburn, working to his right, picked up by Wall. Right wing, Smith, right elbow, lost his dribble. Now gives to Amsiel, driving down on the baseline. Two to shoot on the shot clock. Amsiel doesn't know about it. Smith in the corner tries to get off a three. It's a shot clock violation. He didn't get it off. It was no good anyway. And another patented defensive possession by the Badgers.
Tyler Wall, unbelievable on Smith. Out away from the basket. Got his body on him two different times to stop his momentum.
43-41. Badger basketball working against the pressure. A minute 51 remaining in this game. They get it into Hepburn. He's going to walk it across half court with Malachi Smith defending him. Crowell pops out of the right wing with the basketball. Now Jordan Davis, top of the circle. Left wing Hepburn gets it to Wall with his back to the basket. Left block extended against Kamara. Crosses over. Now Kamara knocks it away. It'll stay with the Badgers with nine to shoot on the shot clock.
A lot of bumping on both sides. Ball inside. Tyler going to his backing in on the defensive player.
It has been a very physical game inside over the course of the afternoon. Chucky gets it into Crowell. Seven to shoot. Jordan Davis left wing for three. Nearly banked it in. Tipped away by Wall into the hands of Klesmet. Back out to Hepburn, who will reset the offense and milk some clock. It's a two-point Badger lead. There is 10 to shoot on the shot clock. A minute and 11 remaining in this game. Hepburn crossing over, driving into the paint. Jump stop, goes up, rejected into the hands of Smith. And now the Flyers want to run. Smith into the front court, leaves underneath for Holmes. Holmes goes up, no good, but he will shoot two as he was fouled on the way up. Foul is called on Jordan Davis, his first personal. That is the 10th. It was a shooting foul anyway, so regardless, Daron Holmes is going to shoot two here.
Both teams will be in the double bonus the rest of the way.
Holmes with just 8 points in this game. The Badgers have done a good job on him. He averages over 13 a game coming in, and he misses the first of two. Left it short. Badger fans starting to make a bunch of noise here in Atlantis. Trying to distract Holmes.
Get a body on somebody here in case he misses this one. Nope, makes it. 1 point game with just under a minute.
Holmes with nine and a timeout on the floor. 43-42. Badgers with a 1 point lead. 59 seconds remaining. We'll take our final timeout. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, Mott's Matt for Brewpub Pizza. It's that time of year again when you fire up the oven and toss in a delicious Brewpub, lots of Mott's pizza, and listen to UW basketball. So now, while you're enjoying another breakaway dunk or a step-back three-pointer, you're going to also be savoring the goodness of over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, quality meat and veggie toppings, and of course the sauce. Generously portioned, making Brewpub the best in-game meal around. Brewpub, lots of Mott's pizzas, available at your local grocer, and a proud supporter of UW Athletics.
At Exact Sciences, we are cancer fighters based right here in Madison, Wisconsin. We are dedicated to supporting patients before, during, and after a cancer diagnosis through innovative tests that detect it earlier and provide guidance for successful treatment. We are proud to sponsor Wisconsin Badger Athletics and highlight the great work the Exact Sciences team and Badger athletes do in the community.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese is produced in Monroe, Wisconsin with expertise from our family's four generations of cheesemaking. We start with high-quality milk from local dairy farms so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Brands, a proud sponsor of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
43-42. Badgers with a one-point lead, 59.7 seconds remaining in this game. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today. So Badgers, the one-point advantage, basically 60 seconds left in this game. What do they have to do to come out on top, Andy?
Well, it's run, get good shots. You got to make shots, obviously. They've been good on the defensive end, but they need to make sure they run enough stuff to maybe get to the line, maybe get a nice wide-open shot. They haven't been throwing a whole bunch of them in this half. It's been a defensive struggle on both ends, both teams really getting after each other. You know, you got to get a luck. You got to get a break. You got to, you know, make your own breaks, but you got to get something positive happen.
In a lot of ways, this game has been what we thought it might be.
Absolutely.
Not necessarily aesthetically pleasing at times. A lot of defense, a lot of physicality. And that's what we've seen from both teams in this one.
You know, in a perfect world, you'd love to run 20 seconds or so of the shot clock and get a really good shot and knock one in.
So Badger basketball, as we come out of the timeout with a one-point lead. Tyler Wall gets it in to Jordan Davis, working against Omseal. He's going to clear and bring it up himself as Malachi Smith just shadowing Chucky Hepburn and nearly goes over and back. And now a whistle comes in. It's going to be a timeout whistled in favor of Greg Gard, who wanted the timeout. Badgers lucky they didn't go over and back right there. They nearly did.
Well, you're trying to get the ball in Chucky's hands for a reason. He's used to the pressure. I mean, not that everybody else can't handle it, but some of the guys don't have to deal with the pressure on a day-to-day basis as Chucky does. So there's 20 seconds left on the shot clock, which is good. Plenty of time to run something solid, get a good shot.
49.4 remaining on the game clock for Wisconsin. Dayton with nine fouls, so the next foul that Dayton commits, double bonus for the Badgers. Badgers already with 10 fouls themselves. So Wisconsin will get it in on the far sideline. And it'll be Jordan Davis to do the honors right in front of his head coach, Greg Gard. Hepburn will start out on the right block and then run off a screen and pop out near half court, but they get it in instead to Crowell, who hands it back off to Jordan Davis. 15 to shoot on the shot clock. Now Tyler Wall passes to the top of the key to Chucky Hepburn near half court. Now back to Hepburn on the left wing after he briefly gave it to Wall. Driving, finds Crowell. Crowell goes up to dunk it. He's blocked and taken away by the Flyers coming the other way.
Really a well-executed high screen and roll. Just didn't get the benefit at the end.
Now Anthony Grant wants a timeout. 24.4 on the game clock, 23 on the shot clock. And it's a one-point Wisconsin advantage, 43-42, in a low-scoring affair here this afternoon. Badgers got the look they wanted. They executed that well, but good defense from Dayton.
Absolutely fantastic. Now can Wisconsin get a stop at this end? I would suspect that Dayton will run something to get a shot with 4 or 5 seconds to go to get a potential putback.
Dayton, what are you trying to do here? Who are you trying to get the ball in the hands of?
Yeah, I would think they're going to try to get the ball inside the homes, I would think. And if Wisconsin defends it well, you pass it back out, get Elvis a wide-open shot, maybe.
Holmes, of course, a Wooden Award watch list member this year. He was the Atlantic 10 Rookie of the Year last year as a freshman. And by all accounts, a strong contender to be the A-10 Player of the Year this year. He is the guy, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. And Adam and Andy Katz, who writes for ESPN, he thinks that he's the best player in the country in the sophomore class. That says something.
He was the 38th ranked player coming into his freshman year. So he was the 38th ranked player 2 years ago in that senior class. That's the highest recruit he's ever been able to reel in. And he's been somewhat quiet today, but he is so dangerous around the rim.
Yeah, it's all about defense right here. Can the Badgers get one more big stop?
1 point lead for Wisconsin, but it's Dayton basketball. 24.4 seconds remaining in the game. And 23 on the shot clock. Omseal's going to inbound it over by his head coach, Anthony Grant, in the front court on the far sideline. They'll run a stack set, and they get it into Kobe Elvis, who's defended by Klesman. out near half court, working against Klesman, working with that right hand. Now spins and finds Malachi Smith with 11 to shoot at the shot clock. Smith into the corner. Holmes puts it on the floor, and did he travel? No, a timeout called by Anthony Grant.
Seven seconds on the shot clock,
so they're going to have to run a very specific design play coming out of this timeout.
Good deep by the Badgers for those 20-something seconds.
Now, the one thing about this game for both teams, you've had to earn it offensively. Nothing has come easy, and almost every shot has been challenged. And both of these teams expending a lot of energy in this one here today. We thought maybe that Greg Gard on a day like today would start to whittle that rotation down a little bit, but he hasn't had that luxury because of the foul trouble.
And the guys who've come in off the bench, he's gone 11, 12 deep, have done a nice job today. I think we're going to have some games like this year where the guys do get in foul trouble, and they're going to have to, there are two or three lineups out there that we haven't seen even in practice this year.
Ten Badgers have played in this game today. So they have gone to the bench like has been the case in the previous three games this year. It's Dayton basketball, 7 on the shot clock, 8.5 on the game clock. It's a one-point Badger lead. Dayton will inbound it underneath. It was Malachi Smith, and now the point-counterpoint going on between Greg Gard and Anthony Grant. Greg Gard takes a look at how Dayton sets up and calls a timeout. He wants to make any adjustment he needs to make defensively.
Well, hopefully with 7 seconds to go, you're running your best play down there. Coach Gard calls a timeout maybe to get them to switch into something else, or at least we've seen what they're trying to do.
It's kind of fair to say at this point, this kind of game
this
right
is,
here.
This is what we've been doing. We could have just had him run up and down the floor and say, hey, there's 8 seconds to go. Let's see who scores to win.
When Dayton first got the basketball, he thought, oh, maybe they try to get an early shot just in case, give themselves 2 chances. But because of the Badger defense, it's going to come down to this one shot here pretty much for Dayton. It'll be Malachi Smith to inbound underneath. Hepburn will be on the ball. They run the inbound. They get it into Kamara. Now Kobe Elvis with it. Driving against Klesman. Rejected by Klesman out of bounds with 1 second on the shot clock and 2 seconds on the game clock. Elvis rose up from the right side of the elbow, and Klesman threw that ball out of bounds.
They're going to lob. They've got to lob. Basically, you have to lob this.
Smith will inbound on the right side underneath the basket. Trying to get it in. He gets it into Elvis. Fadeaway jumper from the corners off the backboard. No good. And the Badgers will prevail in game one in the battle for Atlantis. Elvis's shot doesn't fall. And the Badgers are going to walk out of here with a 43-42 victory.
There was only 1 second on the shot clock. He did not get that off. So that wouldn't have counted if it went. So Wisconsin's going to get the ball in with 1.4 seconds to go.
So Wisconsin just has to essentially get it in. There might be a chance for Dayton to foul, and they have to make free throws at that point in time.
And they do have one timeout if they need it here.
Badgers were celebrating. Now they got to get it in. Wall's going to inbound it all the way down the floor to Klesman, who makes the catch, and the clock will expire. And now the Badgers can celebrate as they win game one of the Bad Boy Moors battle for Atlantis over Dayton by a final score of 43-42. And a date with the defending national champions awaits tomorrow with the Kansas Jayhawks here in the Bahamas.
I mean, what a great defensive performance to hold a team like Dayton to 42 points. That's almost unreal. Bunch of shooters, big guys that can play around the hoop, and they just got it done. They found a way to get it done.
Really impressive performance here by Wisconsin this afternoon. Had that 9-point halftime advantage, had all the adversity with the foul trouble, but guys stepped up when they needed to. How about 2 big threes from Marcus Over in the second half?
Absolutely. Isaac Lindsay with 5 great minutes at the end of the first half. A lot of guys got it done.
And Coach Greg Gard making his way over to us already after a thrilling victory for the Badgers over Dayton here this afternoon. Coach, just a tremendous, gritty effort against a really good Dayton team. And you had to go to the bench again. 10 guys played, some big shots. Marcus Silver hits two big threes for you in the second half. It really took everybody today, but you come out on top.
It did. Man, that was a heck of a game for this early in the year. That's an NCAA tournament. Not a first-round game. That's a second-round game. You know, just proud of our guys. It wasn't pretty. It wasn't perfect. But this group has some grit and some toughness to it, to them, and we needed every bit of it today.
There's a point in the second half where watching you on the bench a little bit, it looked like you're going to lose your mind where our guys came down and took some early shots. What were you telling them to get them calmed down?
Let's touch the post. Let's take our shots. That we're not a team that's built to take off the dribble jump shots or fly around the perimeter threes. Let's touch the post, shoot those, get to the free throw line. You know, just calm down. You know, I love the intensity and the eagerness, but I got to tell our strength coach or our nutritionist, you know, one less Red Bull before the games because we're wound a little too tight. Especially, you know, we had a flurry there early too, where we could have had more separation at half if we would have done a better job with shot selection.
What did you do from an adjustment standpoint defensively? Because early on they got a couple of looks inside with that lob play, and it looked like your help defense started to really come over.
Yeah, and we got better at getting off and squeezing the floor and compressing the floor, better with our ball pressure, and I think the other thing, we started running better offense, and that always helps your defense when you can have longer, more productive offensive possessions. It helps get your defense set, and we needed to get that set against that good team.
How about your baby-faced assassin in the first half?
I know. He let him fly. I tell you what, after getting the first one blocked, and I had to get after him a little bit in terms of taking the right shots. But no, I'd like to have him. I'd rather have him that way, where I got to pull him back a little bit, then have to encourage him to shoot. He's not bashful.
He's definitely not bashful, and he's got great confidence, and he's going to make a ton of them.
He will. He will. He'll miss some too, but hey, you know what? The only way you can make them, you got to keep shooting.
Your bigs got into foul trouble. You were able to manage it and kind of manage their minutes pretty well, where you had them all available down the stretch.
Yeah, and you know, we had to do it in a day that offensively we had a hard time. I thought Tyler got sped up. You know, Chucky goes 1 for 10. Tyler's 1 for 8. Steve's 3 for 11, and we still find a way. That's a mark of a team that's got some toughness and some grit and knows who they are.
You've talked about all year long, it's going to take everybody. Bench points today, maybe as many bench points you've had in a big-time competitive game in a long time.
Yeah, and we needed every one of them. Obviously, we didn't have anything to spare. But we got to get better. We knew, regardless of this outcome, that this is going to, our feet were to the fire, and we got tested by a really good team. So, you know, I'm proud of how guys responded, and now we got to take this experience and grow, and hopefully we'll have to be even better. I think that team tomorrow is pretty good.
They are very good. Exactly.
They heard a little bit about them. Yeah.
That'll be a little earlier morning, too, getting ready for an 11 a.m. Eastern
time
tip tomorrow against the Kansas Jayhawks. Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Hey, appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet.
All right, thanks.
The winning coach, Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard, after a thrilling victory here for the Badgers this afternoon, 43-42. What a great win this is for Wisconsin. They improved to 4-0 on this season. We're going to be back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show right after this. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Meet
Game Day, Green Bay and Minnesota. Place, the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win 2 tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors. Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoosels at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. One registration per person per location ends November 28th. One name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The Game Day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
And we welcome you back here to the Bahamas. The battle for Atlantis in a good day one for the Badgers as they escape with a 43-42 victory over the Dayton Flyers in what was a matchup, quite frankly, of two teams that we expect to see in the NCAA tournament come March. And it was a little bit like we thought it would be on the scoreboard, too. We thought this would be a defensive struggle, and that's exactly what it was, Andy.
Well, as Coach Gard was saying, that looked like a tournament game, maybe a Sweet 16 type of game. So, really proud of how our guys hung in there. They got a little squirrely in the middle of the second half, and things could have gotten away from them, but they held it together. They kept playing good defense. As Coach Gard keeps emphasizing, if you play good D, you're in every single game, and they played some great defense today, and Dayton's a very talented team. They're going to have some big-time wins this year.
Yeah, look, this wasn't a big day in terms of production from Tyler Wall offensively, but it was a big day in terms of all the other things he did in this game.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the stat sheet, he's 1-for-8 or 1-for-9, and, basically think, well, he didn't play. He played big on the defensive end. He's doing all the dirty work kind of things, and you need that, and if your best player's doing that, a lot of guys are going to follow.
Badgers win it 43-42 here today over Dayton. They've got the Jayhawks tomorrow morning here in the battle for Atlantis. That's the first game of tomorrow's action between the defending national champs and the defending Big Ten champs in the Wisconsin Badgers. We got more of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with 6 championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
What they want is the silver lining, and they want a promise kept. When something really bad happens, that's when, you absolutely present a West Bend versus maybe another carrier.
An independent insurance agent describes the silver lining.
What I'd want you to know about West Bend is that you have a partner, and you have a partner that cares, that's built on strong values, and in the event that something does happen, you have a promise that will be kept.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Hurry into Menards and save big on washers, dryers, refrigerators, and everything you need for your home with our last 11% off in 2022. We have the largest in-stock selection to take home today at the lowest prices. It's your last chance to get 11% off and upgrade to new energy-efficient appliances. Good in-store through November 23rd or online through November 24th. Savings are mail-in rebates. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Back with you on our Wisconsin Ford Dealers post-game show, 43-42. The Badgers prevail over Dayton here this afternoon at Imperial Arena. Paradise Island, Bahamas, the battle for Atlantis. Badgers now have the Kansas Jayhawks coming up tomorrow morning. Andy North, when you look at the stats in this one, what really stood out to you?
Well, the fact that, you know, Wisconsin didn't make a ton of shots and still won the game, that's important. 17 turnovers for Dayton, 10 for the Badgers. Considering that Dayton pressed the whole game, that's, you know, that's taking care of the ball pretty darn well.
Connor Asijan, 3-for-6, 2-for-4 from beyond the arc. Made all five of his free throws as well. 13 points, new career high for him. He's going to keep setting that mark over and over again, I think, over the course of this year. But just continues to look more and more comfortable.
Well, I think the thing that I'm most encouraged with him is that Coach Guard's getting some confidence in him on the other end of the floor. Mm-hmm. We know Connor can score. I mean, he can come out of the – wake up in the middle of the night and go out there and make him out of a dead sleep. But he's doing some good things the defensive end. He's working hard on the rebounding. I mean, he's doing some things that will make him a complete player. And when he gets to that point, he's going to be really dangerous.
Well, speaking of Connor Asijan, probably a candidate for this. We're looking for Old Dominion Freight Line. Works hard to be the best in the game, and it's a proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Who you got?
I think you got to go with him. He really kept them into the game the first half. The key shots he made, going to the free throw line and knocking every one of them down, he kept them in the game. And you know, there's a ton of guys, as Coach Guard says, it takes everybody. And there was a lot of guys that did some really good things tonight that might not show up on the scoreboard.
Well, when we continue, we'll run down the Big Ten Network out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Fly your team flag.
Down he goes, another sack.
Cue up, jump around, and rep your Cardinal and white Bucky gear.
He's gone, all the way.
It's Badger football.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Let's go.
Six more on the board for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Join us Saturday. It's the regular season finale against the rival Gophers. Our coverage begins at 12:30.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
When you shop Goodwill, you don't just bring home a vintage dress or cat lamp. You bring home so much good to your community, because everything you buy funds local job training and more. Goodwill, bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 29. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, highs level off around 42. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night, 26. Upper 30s Friday, turning much warmer on Saturday with highs in the mid 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
43-42. We're going to come back with our calls of the game as the Wisconsin Ford postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Your bumper-to-bumper auto parts store is part of a network of more than 300 family-owned stores and are locally run by some of your own friends and neighbors. Every day, we work hard to provide you with all the automotive aftermarket parts and accessories you'll ever need. Name brands, too, like Champion, Seafoam, Wix, Lucas, Mobil, and more. The auto parts you need at the value you've come to expect. So thanks again for shopping locally at Bumper to Bumper, where service is the difference. We get it.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Put a little love in your heart.
It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Now back to the Badger postgame show.
Back with you here in the Bahamas, 43-42 the final. The Badgers over Dayton this afternoon, and the Badgers getting ready for the Kansas Jayhawks tomorrow morning on day two of this battle for Atlantis. Let's listen back to the calls of this one. Gilmore with it now on the left wing, top of the key, Crowell. Hands it off to Asijan for three. Asijan knocks it down from the right of the circle, 7-5. Wall, now Asijan coming off the screen. Step back three. Connor Asijan buried it. Ho-ho! The freshman putting on a show in the first half. Now Smith falls down against Hepburn. They work it around. Wide open is Klesmet for three on the right wing. And he got it to go. Klesmet with a trio, and it's 16-11 Badgers. Davis picks up his dribble into the corner. Lindsey has it. Now right wing. He'll put up a quick three, and he buries need it. Isaac Lindsay for three, and it's the biggest lead by far of the half for the Badgers. They lead by 9, 23-14. Hepburn on the right wing, picks up his dribble. Ilver for three at the top of the circle, and it went in! Marcus Ilver, 30-22, Badgers by 8. Feeds Crowell on the right block. Skip pass into the corner. Ilver for three. Oh, his second one of the day! Marcus Ilver with a couple of big shots off the bench. Trying to get it in. He gets it into Elvis. Fadeaway jumper from the corners off the backboard. No good! And the Badgers will prevail in game one in the battle for Atlantis. Elvis's shot doesn't fall. And the Badgers are going to walk out of here with a 43-42 victory. Wisconsin wins it. A thrilling game this afternoon, and they'll sleep well tonight as they get ready for game number two tomorrow afternoon. We're back with more in a moment. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 29. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Highs level off around 42. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night, 26. Upper 30s Friday, turning much warmer on Saturday with highs in the mid 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 51.
School in Western Mind today, Wisco Paul.
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. Tony is becoming a rock star. Hard to believe, but he's becoming a rock star. Hey, yeah, maybe we'll get lucky with Darling retiring, maybe. Yeah, that would be cool. But most of all, hey, nice call, Andy, and happy Thanksgiving to you. I know you personally, and you're a good dude. But I love your show, Matt. I may not call in every day, but I'm always listening. It's a lot easier to be hanging around 3 to 4 than 6 to 8. But happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and keep up all the work. You do make a difference. And, again, happy Thanksgiving to your family, and have a great holiday. Thanks, Matt. And that's it for the day.
Thank you very much, Paul. It means a lot to me, and happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And I always like it when you call in, and thank you for calling in. You just raised an issue, though, that I'm going to worm in a response before we have to go off the show. You talk about Alberta Darling. She has said December 1st she's resigning. That's, what, a week? I mean, you know, it's real close. December 1st she's resigning, and that means they won't have the supermajority because they're missing a senator. This, what I'm about to say, is a message to the Democratic Party. Put up a strong candidate there. There'll be a special election. Do not think that it's just going to be by rote Republican. Not now. It has Mequon in it. It has places that have lately been drifting Democratic. Put in a good, responsible, somebody that I would put in is Deb Andraca. Deb Andraca is an assemblywoman from the North Shore. She is first rate. Put her in, because if we can pluck that Senate seat off, and Deb Andraca can run without jeopardizing her assembly seat, I strongly think she should run for that Senate seat, because they're going to come up. Who are they going to come up with? Some hack, somebody with an eye in the middle of his forehead and green horns. I mean, the usual, I'm talking metaphorically here, somebody who is will be part of the Republican attack on the University of Wisconsin system and part of the attack on democracy. Deb Andraca should run and just say that she will stand tall for our democracy in the legislature. She will not let the Republicans pick the presidential electors, and she will fight. What are they going to put up? Some Republican hack who's going to say he'll attack our democracy. Why don't they put up Gableman? I don't know who they're going to put up. They have some really questionable assemblymen they may try to put up. My vote, Deb Andraca, run for that state Senate seat. Don't give it up. Don't give up on it. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We're coming to the end of the show. Evan, happy Thanksgiving. Evan Preston, my friend and a co-host before.
Oh, it's
Evan,
good to see you.
Thank you for jumping in, my friend. I really appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving. Matt Flynn Direct signing off. I'll be back same time, same place on Friday. Thank you.
Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for. One little kiss and Felina. Good.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Turkey Day travel is picking up. Reporter Jonathan O'Brien is at one of the busiest airports right now in the country in Atlanta.
Everything's been good.
Jennifer Windberry and her family drove down from Chattanooga and are on their way to Oklahoma.
I fly almost every week for work. This is nothing. I expected it to be worse since it was Thanksgiving.
Similar feelings from Beth, who flew into Atlanta from Memphis.
In spite of the crowds and all the people traveling, it was very positive.
Rich Rohde is on his way to Baltimore and says it's been smooth sailing.
We're hoping the security line is the same.
Jonathan O'Brien for CBS News, Atlanta.
Here in New York, we are gearing up for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
There are some new floats making their debut at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, says Macy's creator.